As many of you Dairy Digest podcast listeners know, in June 2018, I will be leaving Purdue University and assuming responsibilities as the Animal Sciences Department Head at the University of Minnesota up north in St. Paul. You betcha. Jackie Borman has asked me to reflect a bit on my time here at Purdue University and with the Purdue Dairy Digest. As I look at the list of past Dairy Digest podcasts, I noted that the first podcasts were launched in 2010 by Dr. Tamalee Nenick, and she remained actively involved even after she left Purdue University in January of 2015. I was very supportive of her idea, but when we first sat down, we had trouble identifying even 30 topics to develop into podcasts. Now, 8 years later, I have contributed some 100 podcasts to the total of 314. This seems an appropriate time to mention that none of the Dairy Digest podcasts would have been possible without the technical skills of Mr. Phil Reed. Phil even contributed some content to our podcasts, but his encouragement, think prodding, carrying on about approaching deadlines, and so on, has been the glue that has held this all together over these past 8 years. I do not have any podcasts that were particular favorites, though I must say that since the podcast on cow tipping, I have had zero new extension questions on that topic. I guess the podcasts that I felt most passionate about recording were those on aspects of dairy farm safety. Having lost friends from the Indiana dairy farm families through tragic accidents, I hope that the podcasts on farm safety may relay one tip or make even one person think about ways that they can keep themselves and others safe on their family dairy farm. If just one person does something to prevent an injury, this will all have been very well worth the effort. When I reflect back on the changes in dairy farming that have occurred over the last 21 years or so since I began my career at Purdue, I am amazed at some of the changes that we have witnessed over the years. I recall my first day on the job at Purdue when I attended a dairy nutrition conference in northern Indiana. One of the presenters was Michigan State Dairy Extension Specialist Herb Buckles, who became a great friend and mentor. Now, I recall a dairyman asking Herb over lunch that day, "What do you know about hairy heelworts?" Without missing a beat, the reply came back from Herb, "Oh, I heard that Harry was the new football coach at Purdue." Well, there has been much discussion about interdigital dermatitis in the late 1990s when it was still a fairly new topic. Now it is part of routine foot care on most farms, though a completely effective solution remains elusive. A lot has changed in Indiana over these past 20 years. From June 1997 to January 2018, Indiana has seen a 65% decrease in the number of dairy farms, going from nearly 3,000 to just under 1,000 today. Meanwhile, milk cow numbers have grown by about 34% to 187,000, with average milk production at 1,900 pounds per cow per month, representing a 38% increase. Combined, those two and Indiana dairy farms produced 91% more milk, almost twice as much as in 1997. I thought I might see a complete doubling of milk production, but alas, that's not going to quite happen. I will just have missed that. Just think of the amazing progress that has been made over the past two decades in dairy equipment with the introduction of automatic milking and calf feeding systems. In genetics and breeding, with the introduction of genomic selection, introduction of stillbirth and health traits, and identification of several previously unknown lethal recessives, and progress on cow fertility, including cow activity monitors and estrus synchronization. Perhaps the biggest fundamental change over this time has been the redoubling of industry efforts to understand cow comfort and cow behavior and to design facilities and management practices where they intersect. This has resulted in vastly improved freestall design and lying surfaces for comfort. From a marketing perspective, in the 20 years, we have seen more involvement and demands from a more engaged consumer. It will be interesting to see where this industry goes in the next 20 years. With Dr. Jackie Borman guiding the way and Phil Reed with his steady hand upon the rudder, the Dairy Digest series will continue to address all topics dairy-related. The new, slightly longer format will allow more detail in each future podcast. I hope you will choose to continue listening. With heartfelt thanks for you, our Purdue Dairy Digest listeners, I bid you a fond farewell.